They're still celebrating in Philadelphia their Super Bowl win. In fact, schools are closed in the Philadelphia public system on Thursday so that kids can attend their championship parade. It's been a long time since we had a parade around these parts for the Cowboys. What are they thinking at the Star about Philly winning it all? Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We'll say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning to you, Jimmy and Tony. Good to be on with the brothers.
Every time
I come on here, you guys rip me.
No.
It's always fun, though.
This is actually the Ticket in Dallas, Jerry.
Oh, my apologies. I got confused. I'm supposed to be on another station, I guess, tomorrow. Philadelphia station, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dallas-Fort Worth that you're on with now.
Understand. Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to kind of take your temperature, and how are you feeling watching one of your hated rivals?
I'm sitting here with Steven, and we're just trying to figure out how to get back to the Super Bowl and how to dethrone them Philadelphia Eagles. And we're gonna get back somehow or another. We just haven't figured out exactly how.
Daddy, tell them how you fired Uncle Jimmy Jumper.
They know that story. You've gone down. Sorry about that.
Yeah, they look pretty good, don't they? They look like they're going to be good for a while, too, those Eagles.
Well, I know, and that's unfortunate. I can't believe they done it with that old Nick Foles, that worthless quarterback that I'd pass on every single time.
Yeah, you didn't think he was very good a couple years ago.
Your credit cards was cut up at the Love Field.
Shut up. Eat your chocolate. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we've heard that credit card story.
I really hate working around my son, but Gene says I got to teach him responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to give him a little job to do to justify their allowance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I had to give Steven a job.
It's a pretty big job, isn't it? Like, he's team president, and that's a very big role. And
you're telling me that seems like a little bit too big a role to justify $10 a week.
Steven's pretty sharp. I think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's real sharp. You got a butter knife? He's about as sharp as that. But we were just working on some exciting changes, like we're changing our slogan to Fly, Cowboys, Fly. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That'll help.
Just because the Eagles do that, it makes sense for them.
Well, it's better than our old one that the Cowboy fans are always chanting.
Hmm. Which one?
Fire, Jerry, fire.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's
one.
A little insulting to me, I think. And I think we may be getting rid of T.O. 2.0. Or you know him as Dez Bryant.
Oh, are you really? That's big news.
Yeah, think about getting rid of him. And Jerry Jr. lost his gig as Rowdy, so that's going to be different for the new year.
Boy, you are making some changes out there.
Well, you know, that's his own fault because one of his sixth grade buddies came out and tried out and really wowed the judges, so Jr. lost his gig.
Daddy, you should get a new head coach. Jason sucks.
All right, I don't need your opinions, all right? Listen, Steven, if you can find me a new human puppet, I'll fire Garrett in an instant. I'll get rid of him right now.
Well,
wouldn't it be great if we could get a guy like Doug Peterson?
Oh, yeah,
he's a good coach.
He's the hot guy right now.
I'd love to get him in, but I'm afraid he wouldn't take my foolproof game-losing advice.
What's that?
Lose the Jerry way. Draft poorly. That's my slogan.
He probably wouldn't like that, no.
Boy, I wish we had a Tom Brady, mainly so I could stare at that Giselle Bunchinson.
Giselle?
You seen that gal he's got?
Yeah, that's no reason to.
That's creepy, Jerry.
You should want him because he wins Super Bowls, this one excluded.
Man. She makes my urine flute go crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Daddy, what's a urine flute?
It's what you play with every night under your tomato quilt. Shut up and eat your corn plate.
Man.
I got to go, guys. Charlotte's got a ballet recital starting at 9.
Oh, I didn't know she's still involved in that.
I got to get her there. Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah. As he heads into the off season.